Ooh, yeah, this is the Macho Man Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it!
Yeah. This is Rock Paper Podcast with Shane. Says
Shane, we'll drive to your house and bring you brownies and talk for hours, cause it's Rock Paper Podcast.
Tell me why.
All you gotta do is download Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast. Hanging out with the guys of Silent Hollow.
Hello! Woo-hoo.
Welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Well, I guess we'll go around the room, get this all out of the way, let everybody know your voices, and you can say hi and what you do in the band, I guess. That'd probably be good. So, who wants to start?
I'm Zach. I sing and play guitar, and I like to party.
I'm Brent. I sing and play guitar, and I also like to party.
I'm Drake. I am the bass player, and I also harmonize every now and then.
Don't say party.
And I don't like to not party.
Saying that? I'm Rob. I play the bongos, and I'm not a big fan of partying.
These guys have a big show coming up. They are in the Road to Point Fest coming up October 24th at Pops. And they got this a pretty stacked little lineup. They got some nice local talent coming out. They got Nervous Pudding, Soundtrap, System Slave, My Legacy, My Ghost, which I don't know them yet. Diamondback Kings, which I don't know. And Kai and the Yodis. And OATM, Odom.
Mm-hmm.
Odom. Yeah. Did I say Nervous Pudding?
Yes, you did.
All right, yeah.
Cool,
anyway.
Man.
Yeah, I did.
So, there's it's nice to see you guys in that lineup, man. It's a good bill.
We're happy to be on it. All really awesome bands.
Yeah.
All really awesome bands.
Quite a few we've played with before and some that we're looking forward to hearing. So.
Sure. Yeah, that's, I guess it was last year's. I went down to, or I guess it was the spring, right before the Point Fest, and they were doing some stuff down there. And I was down there, and I ran, met Through the Scope. Met those guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, really great guys. I had them on the show a week or so ago and for their promote their release party. I also, I guess it was last fall, I get something, I think, where I met Apollo's daughter down there for the first time at the battles. But yeah, just like, I mean, I, you know, go down there to support some friends and end up meeting some other really cool people and some great talent. And then I tried to get him on the show. So it's been a lot of fun how, like, just the power of networking through the show, just meeting all sorts of people and how, you know, I've had somebody on and their friends listen. They're like, hey, we'd like to come on. And I think that's kind of how this came about because I was looking at some of your flyers and stuff. I was creeping on your guys' Facebook.
Thank you. And, we don't mind creeps.
Yeah.
We don't mind people checking us out
right.
Anytime.
Yeah. And I was scrolling through all the old pictures and flyers and stuff, and I'm like, I don't know how we haven't been hanging out before, because, like, I was at, I must have been at most of those shows, like, and,
I must not have been good enough to remember
that. Yeah. I don't know.
We didn't leave the impression.
Yeah.
It's our fault.
We failed you, Shane.
But, I was, looking at, I was just, wrote down a couple because also, some, they're going to lead to some stories and fun things, but, here's some these are some bands that you guys have shared the stage with. 10 Years, Exit 714, Hollow Point Heroes, Skyburnt White, Fivefold, Boy Hits Car, City Avenue, Mesoterra, From Skies of Fire. Those are all, I wrote all that down.
Yeah, yeah. So we've actually
the Exit 714 and Hollow Point Heroes we were supposed to do in.
Oh, that one didn't happen.
We're still waiting to reschedule that.
Yeah.
We hung out in the Mad Magician parking lot together.
Yeah, I forgot.
It was actually on your show that they were promoting that show.
I forgot that one didn't happen, yeah.
It was a really bad blizzard.
Right, yeah. That was, yeah, I was just scrolling through and see if I didn't pay attention to that. But yeah, that was, what, February or something, right?
Yeah, we're glad you brought it up because they owe us shows.
Yeah.
If you're listening, well, we'd love to have
we want
to
play that show. Yeah.
Mad Magician is no longer in existence.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. And I don't know. I know Mancuso's doing some other stuff with some, started a new project since that.
I believe he's still booking, isn't he?
Yeah, he's booking, and I know he's got some shows coming up with like Cicero's and things, but yeah, hopefully that happens because yeah, now we're talking about him, things that all back that
Well, now now we're on the internet, we can reach out to them.
Yeah,
through the call internet. Internet.
Let's do this
yeah.
show.
Yeah, yeah, I
Eagle
those are those are all buddies of mine. I went to school with Mike Colin of Exit, and I went to school with Mike and Todd of Hollow Point Hero. So
nice.
So yeah, I've been following those guys for a long time. But yeah, then some of the other bands I brought up just because I was like, man, I haven't, you know, it was like memory lane kind of stuff for me because there's like Mesoterra and City Avenue and From Skies of Fire or like aren't doing anything anymore. Or From Skies of Fire, are they still? They still are, aren't they? With like a new singer or something?
I don't remember.
Mesoterra is no longer a band.
Yeah. And they were like, they were killing it as Corvus, and then like they had to change their name, and then everything can't seem to.
We actually did their CD release.
Oh, yeah.
But City Avenue, I remember watching those guys. I think they did like a. Might have been their like the release show or something on a. Blueberry Hill in the Duck Room, and like I was just like, these guys are so good, and they kind of, I don't know.
I think we played with them at Jumpin' Jupiter.
Yeah, Jumpin' Jupiter.
I like them a lot. Yeah.
Funny that that came up because Facebook just reminded me because I was, you know, had that show poster on my Facebook thing. It was like 3 years ago today, whenever it was, October 12th or whatever.
Time hop. Yeah, we've played with quite a few bands. I mean, even the bands that are on the October 24th show, we probably with half of them at least.
Yeah.
We played with Odom and Coyotes.
Yeah.
And, Soundtrap.
Soundtrap, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which kind of carries over to Nervous Puddin' because the bass player is in.
Yeah, they shared.
So.
That's right.
Jordan, I believe, which is a super cool guy.
Yeah. Awesome
dude. I just saw Nervous Puddin' with Shamans in the Duck Room, Shaman's Harvest, and that was. That was a good show. It was a lot of fun. Those Shaman's Harvest guys kick ass, man. They're a lot of fun to watch.
I haven't seen Nervous Puddin' yet, so I'm excited again for, you know, the bands we've played with is great, and we're always excited to see what they pull out, but the bands we haven't seen, that's always a fun thing to do.
Sure, yeah. But, the guys of Skyburnt White told me to tell you they said hi.
Hello. Hey, so, Gabe. Hey, Mario.
Yeah. We kind of mentioned something about it a little bit off mic, but I just took a little road trip with Gabe to Columbia, Missouri. Gabe sat in with 6x Silver for their 10th anniversary of their debut album. It was I joined Jason and Frank on guitar, and then it was I forget the rest of the bands that played. But anyway, it was a fun evening. It was at a place called the Social Room up there in Columbia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And neat little spot. And they, the highlight for me, they, Gabe and Frank were also in Sick Love, which was a band that I was given their EP, and I fell in love with it. I was like, oh, this is incredible stuff. And I never got to actually witness it in person. Like, there was a show a couple years back. They were going to do, like, a Halloween show with Exit and a bunch of these people. I forget who was all supposed to be there. But they were supposed to be on that bill. And something happened before that show where they dropped off. And so I was really bummed that the one opportunity that I had to, you know, that I was looking forward to seeing them never happened. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then time goes by and I meet Gabe and Skyburnt White, and all this comes about, and I realize that he's also from Sick Love and stuff. And but so anyway, getting to hang out with Gabe that night, and then watching him and Frank did three Sick Love songs in the middle of the Six by Silver set. So that for me was pretty awesome. Just sit there and watch those two, just, you know, get down on those songs, and it was. Sounded fantastic.
A little stroll down memory lane.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, that was it was great. But yeah, they the Six by Silver stuff, they sounded really good. I didn't really know those guys in that project. So so it was the first time I heard a lot of those songs, but they sounded really good. And I think Jason's trying to do some more things with that project. So hopefully we'll be seeing some more of that. But we took a drive up there ahead of me and Gabe hanging out for the day, and it was interesting, man. We stopped in at McDonald's after the show at like 2:30 or something like that. We're sitting there in this McDonald's, and this guy comes in, and he's like tweaking on something. I don't know what's going on, but he's like pacing around like and real jumpy. And then he like runs over to this counter and he grabs these like the plastic spoons and he grabs a whole handful of them and he kind of like throws them out on the counter and then just takes one out the door. So I'm like, I'm not sure what the point of grabbing them all was, but
gotta get a clean one.
Yeah,
yeah. I get this one, you get none.
Right. And then he like turns and heads out the door and I realize like bleeding out of his ear or something going on over here. And then he goes out there and he's standing by this light post and there was this dude and I don't know if he was like dating the cashier girl or something like that, but he was like just hanging out in there for a while. And he walks out and he like throws up his hands and me, Gabe, and these like three, you know, frat guys from the college are sitting in there like looking out the window and this guy's like throws up his arms and he's like yelling at him and I'm like, somebody record this and put it on, you know, World Star Hip Hop or something. But no, nothing ever happened, but it was like, it was just crazy. And then like, then we sat down and we're eating our chicken nuggets and there was this guy behind us and he's sitting there talking to himself for a while and we're like, I'm keeping an eye on him. I'm like, this guy's creeping me out over here too. And he gets up to like throw his trash away and he says something about the trash because the place was kind of a mess. And the trash hadn't been emptied, and he's saying something about it. And he goes, man, I've been up here since 3 p.m. or, you know, 3 o'clock, and this trash hasn't been empty. I'm like, you've been here for 12 hours, man? Like, just sitting here, you know, hanging. He's like, had his laptop, and he was working and stuff. And I'm like, who the hell sits in a McDonald's for 12 hours and in the corner talking to himself? But
I probably would have taken all my food and just throw it on the ground and be like, something's in this. Yeah. I'm not eating it.
Yeah, right.
You're going to become the mayor of Crazy Town.
Yeah, sure. Well, I told Gabe, I said, next time we're going to Taco Bell. Maybe. Yeah. But, it was an interesting night for sure. But so anyway, yeah, we it was a fun night, man. So.
That's like a great ending.
Yeah.
I've had some pretty crazy times traveling, but nothing like that.
Yeah.
A lot of Columbia.
Yeah. Which McDonald's was that? Which one do I need to skip over?
Right, yeah.
My travels out there.
Yeah. I did one of these podcasts in a Taco Bell one time, two of them actually, and we were doing one, and we actually started talking to the girls of Taco Bell, and they're like, you know, yeah, we're here recording at Taco Bell, and they're like, no, 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 and, you know, we're like, you know, like, what if our, you know, corporate hears this or something, I'm like, yeah, they're big listeners. Don't worry. proud sponsor of the show.
Know, man. That would be great. I hope they do.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice to have them as a fan. I'll tell you that. I could use the support.
Maybe some sponsorships.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure,
some,
man. Throw me a couple bucks.
Those free tacos.
Nice,
yeah.
Give you a nice plug. But yeah, anyway, enough about me and my crazy McDonald's stories.
But I would think it's awesome what you do for the music scene, man. Listening to the podcast and things like that, and yeah, just getting the chance to talk with the bands and stuff like that.
Making
thank,
the travel.
Thank you for, coming out and having us on.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, this is exciting. I've been a few of these where I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I went down to, there was one I met with Les Gruff and the Billy Goat, and they invited me over, and we went down to their basement, and I was like, this is, could be either really cool or really weird, and, hanging out in a basement with five guys and that I didn't know, but it turned out to be one of my favorites, and it was a lot of fun. So it's just like, but, I just enjoy it. It's cool to meet people and have fun and talking music and stuff. It's what I like to do. And, and if I can help plug some shows along the way or whatever I can do and introduce some people to some new music, that's what I'm all about, because it's my biggest passion is, live and local music. So
yeah, I really wish that there was, and I know that there are people that do this. There's been lots of awesome people we've met at our shows, but people they get that idea where, man, I'm going to go see local music. It's going to be a hassle. It's going to be this. It's going to be that. And I mean, we like to think that we're giving something to them, and in that. It's an event to come out and see. Yeah, we would hope. We would hope they wouldn't leave with a bad taste in their mouth. Right. I think up to this point, we've done a really good job of making sure it's that. And having hardcore supporters is where it starts. And St. Louis needs a lot more people like you. And I'm going to throw her name out here, Denise. Yeah, Denise Cole.
Denise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We see her at quite a few shows, and she's awesome.
Huge local music supporter. She's awesome.
But yeah, we really wish there was a lot more people like you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, me too, man. I'm always trying to recruit people for the, I'm saying, hey, these bands are, fantastic. Come see them. And, I'm like, I got tickets. Like, let's go. I'll drive. You can drink beer there too. You don't have to, this.
I'm in. Where do I sign up?
Yeah. Right.
So, you can get beer.
Yeah. That's what people like. They just always, seems like a lot of people get kind of in their groove where they like, they're comfortable at the same bar every weekend or whatever it is and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, that's your thing. But it's like, there's also, you can drink beer and listen to good music. So, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and lots of places have specials and all kinds of nice stuff to
and like
save
you said,
to the bank.
A lot of these people, they don't want to get pops. It's just too far. So
yeah.
That's why we're pushing this whole bus idea.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this is cool. I'm excited about this part. So yeah, for the October 24th show, you guys, everybody can pitch in on this party bus, right?
Anybody will jump on this party bus. It's $25. Get you on the bus, get you a ticket, and we'll be providing some beer on the bus. So get a nice little buzz on before you get there. And
have your ID ready.
Right. Yeah.
So that'll be where you guys, I guess I'm sure, picking up somewhere in St. Charles or something like that, and then
start out here.
Yeah, we have a scheduled, the first official scheduled stop is on 94 and 40, but we're open to suggestions. If there's other places people need, then shoot us something and we'll try to accommodate.
For sure. Yeah, that that's kind of said something about it off mic, but I used to travel down to Pops a lot for battles with the X714, and we did one of the party bus on a couple of those occasions, just especially for these, trying to get them on the bill for Point Fest, which it worked because they end up opening a Point Fest, so it was pretty exciting stuff. And they, we just parked in the commuter a lot, and everybody jumped on the bus, and it was a lot of fun, man. I think it was one of them. I got a picture. It was one of them was a Halloween thing or themed or whatever. party they did, and I was on the bus, and like I took a selfie in my Halloween mask, and like everybody behind me in the bus, I'm just like, it's just mass chaos in this party bus, but it was a good time, man.
That's what we're pushing for, is nice, a good chaos.
Yeah, right.
A taste of chaos, if you will.
Sure.
We could also do a Halloween theme if people want us to dress up.
Right, yeah. It is October. Yeah,
sure, let's do it.
We'll wear lingerie on stage.
Zach loves to volunteer me for all kinds of crazy stuff, so.
Okay, Rob will wear lingerie, but you won't see it because they'll be behind the drum kit, so.
I'll wear something more revealing then.
Banana hammocks.
It was I was at Firebird one night, and it was Fivefold and Show Baby. Somebody, I don't know who else, but anyway, Show Baby's drummer. I don't know if you've ever seen those guys play, but they're a lot of fun. They're from they originally from like Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and that's where. They started trading shows with Fivefold and Evelyn Awake, and they like the three of them were like kind of bounce back and forth, and so that's how I got introduced to those guys through Fivefold, but then they moved to Nashville, and like now Isaiah's like guitar teching for Little Big Town or something like that. He's on the road with them, and so he's it's a pretty good gig, and. So they haven't really been doing as much music since he's been working doing that. But anyway, their drummer at the show, like, you know, he had his kit, like, turned sideways. And then, like, he just drops his pants and drums in his boxers and stuff. And I was just like, that's the first time I've ever seen some guy just drop pants in the middle of a stage. And, all right, I'm ready to drum.
Rob, you writing this down?
Yeah.
It won't be the last.
Yeah. Come out for some surprises October 24th.
Yeah.
I may not even wear underwear. Yeah. Reminds me of, what's that movie with Rainn Wilson where he's the drummer?
I think it's called The Drummer, isn't it?
It's called
The Rocker.
The Rocker, yeah, sorry.
And his name is Rob in that movie.
Oh, hey.
Perfectly fitting.
You just got to eat noodles while you're sweating it up.
Yeah. I've always wanted to live beneath a Chinese restaurant to see what it's like.
So does that mean we're going to get into a giant fight? We're going to get famous, and then you're going to become the naked drummer?
Yeah. Become an internet sensation?
Yeah, that's the plan. I don't know what you guys were thinking.
I'm working on it, man. With that show, I forgot part of that story, what, Columbia trip? Gabe has like a running thing where he thinks acoustic, like I say it, acoustic,
like a pool table.
Yeah, so he says I say it like that. So,
sorry, Gabe. Yeah.
So then he, so it's kind of become a running thing too, another joke. And so when we were at that show, there's a pool table in the other room, and then I'm like, hey, look, they got some acoustics here. So I don't know if you guys saw the picture, but I grabbed one and I'm like acting like I'm shredding on it. So Gabe took my picture. And then of course, he made me a meme now. It's like it says, I serenade your mother with my acoustic. And he spells it like, acoustic.
A-C-U-E-S-T-I-C-K.
Awesome. Yeah, so now I'm a meme, man. I'm gonna blow it up. I'm gonna be a
throw it on Tumblr and watch it spread.
Right.
Come over and play acoustic.
Yeah.
That's actually probably the like.
Yeah, here,
be a funny gag.
$500.
Yeah.
There you go. Pass it around.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like the shirt.
Yeah. It's my Real Big Fish shirt.
Nice.
Just rocking the acoustic.
Yeah, man.
Nice.
So, it's actually a pretty mean rocker face too.
Yeah, man. I was getting down. But yeah, that was another. I had to. So those like frat guys that were in McDonald's, they're like, I'm wearing that beer shirt, Real Big Fish, and on the back it says Real Big Fish, and he's like, Real Big Fish, who's that? What's that mean or something? I'm like, it's a band, and he's like, oh, okay. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah. I was like, you never heard of him? He's like, no. And he's like, well, what about the beers? And he's like, how do I get that shirt? He's like, I'm like, I don't know. It's the beer. They were
Big Fish. Yeah,
it's
a song.
Yeah, it was like Real Big Fish. was the house band on Basketball. And yeah. the team name was the Beers. That's yeah. where all that comes from. They had a song called Beer. I was like, I don't know. Go to realbigfish.com and buy a shirt. I was like, yeah, I don't know. It was really, yeah. I was like, can I quit talking to you now? I'm like,
so I told him $50 for this t-shirt.
Yeah, right. Like, yeah. But yeah, I saw Real Big Fish at Ballpark Village, like right for the beat early on when they first opened up. And I don't think whoever booked that show must have not realized that Real Big Fish was crazy. Like, there was like people mosh pitting and going nuts, and they hardly had any security in there. So like, it just was, you know, a wild.
But these
man.
Boys, they got trumpets. We're fine,
yeah, right? Yeah, right.
They're like a Dixieland swing band.
Yeah, yeah, they're a lot of fun to watch live though. They're a good time.
I remember, I used to come to town like every year with Goldfinger. It was like an annual pageant show. Like, get ready for it.
Yeah, this year's they came back to the pageant and they played, but it was with Newfound Glory or something. Mm. I think, pretty sure it was them.
They still around?
Yeah. So I'm glad that Real Big Fish opened, so I left early. So I wasn't as much into Newfound Glory stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But
My Best Friend Chains Over You is the title track of their new album.
Yeah.
That was their song, right? My Friend's Over You. Yeah.
And it's all downhill from here.
It certainly is.
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's lost me.
Obviously, you weren't big on the punk scene, Brent.
I'm sure they're good.
Figure we'll talk about this EP, Connection Lost EP. When did that come out? Okay.
February of this year, February 18th, I believe, is when it was.
February was when it officially dropped.
Right.
Yeah.
Dropped.
That's what the kids are saying.
Did you drop it?
We dropped it.
Yeah.
You didn't break any CDs, did you?
Those cost money.
Yeah. It's coming out of your paper.
Breakage, dude.
So you should be able to pay us back here in about 50 years.
Right.
I put the four songs on CD, and I pretty much rocked it on repeat all evening.
Yes.
So I was really enjoying it. I like so it opens with Break, right? That's track one.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
I'm just making sure mine's in the same order as the official.
We don't even know.
Each one's on random, so pick it up to find which one starts off your CD.
Right.
Fun interactive experience.
It's not true. The back list, the back does list them. Yeah. It is correct.
So, I feel like you're lying.
It's a fact.
But I like Break a lot. That was a lot of fun to get you going right at the opening of the album. And then I really liked Vigilante on the end as well. So those two stood out a lot to me. And I don't know. So I saw like on your guys like Reverb Nation, it says, you know, sounds like Breaking Benjamin and stuff, but I don't know. I couldn't really pinpoint as it reminds me of there's somebody, but I haven't exactly I couldn't pinpoint it where what it is exactly, but I don't know. It's good rock and roll, man.
Hey, if you can't define it, that means it's a whole new thing, right?
Sounds like Silent Hill.
That's always the toughest question I get. What do you guys sound like? Well, I don't know. I know what we sound like, but I don't know how to put it into words for.
I think Breaking Benjamin and Chevelle and Seven Dust are good openers.
Chang just told you you're wrong, so you're an idiot.
Yeah, they all influence. Like Deftones, I mean.
Sure.
We're basically just listing people we like.
Yeah. Lamp. I love Lamp.
Do you really love Lamp, or are you just pointing things out in the room? Yeah.
No, but I think that, you know, when people are like, oh, what do you sound like? Because, I mean, there's so many bands in St. Louis, and you know, if we said, oh, well, we're a metal band, then people would have this preconceived notion of, oh, well, then they're going to be screaming their balls off the entire time. Or if you say, I'm a hard rock band, then they think you're playing Mustang Sally all night long. Or, you know, there's just so many different. So I think that's a good opener, is to say, if you like these bands, then you will like us. Similar, too.
I like to let the music speak for itself. It's kind of why I got into doing this form of the show, because I used to like write album reviews and stuff for a blog I had. And I don't know, one, I kind of got burned out writing. And I was like, but it's more or less, I always wanted the music to speak for itself, you know. Just like you're saying, people, if I say this band kind of sounds like this, and, you know, you might be like, oh, I don't like that. But it's like, there's, you know, whatever it is, it's just, it's people are already have these preconceived things. It's like, just let, you know, take a listen and discover for yourself what it sounds like. And
yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't like it. Pass it on to somebody else that might. But, you know, that's my biggest thing, though, is just trying to get the music out there for people to hear it, and instead of, you know.
We would love people to taste test it. Just take 30 seconds. Listen to
it. Dip your finger in.
Yeah, just, you know. I like that Silent Hollow. That's a good Silent Hollow right
there.
Make
it creepy.
Okay. I'll tone it down. No, but, yeah, I mean, just, I'm glad you said, you know, I don't think that you guys sound exactly like Brinky Ben.
Sure,
I think that's a big compliment, actually.
Yeah.
In our inner circle, that's a huge compliment.
Better than, you know, you sound exactly like this.
Sure, right.
Because then you're kind of pigeonholed into that.
Yeah, that sounds like we just ripped them off.
Right.
We took a couple of their songs.
Listen to this cover that we wrote.
But they're, I don't know. I was trying to, I mean, yeah, it's kind of bothering me because I was like listening. I was like, there's somebody that you guys are kind of reminding me of, but I couldn't. I mean, not that, like I said, not exactly, but there's an element in it that reminds me of them, and I can't think of what it is, but...
There is an element on the CD.
Yeah, there is an element song on the CD.
So you're saying somewhere there's a doppelganger out there that we sound exactly like.
There's something. I mean, I've listened to a lot of music, so it'll... Sometimes it takes me a minute to it'll click what it is exactly that... And then sometimes it's not even like, you know, it may not be exactly... vocals or guitar or whatever, you know, but it's something, you know, maybe even just in you know, maybe a melody or whatever it is, there's something that kind of resembles something I've heard before or whatever it is, you know. This is why I like to let the music speak, because I'm terrible sometimes at describing exactly what it is or why I like it or what it is, you know, but I like to that's why I just like to let you hit play and take a listen for yourself.
We appreciate that. Yeah.
But this this is available on Reverb Nation. They can listen.
It's available. Reverb Nation, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora.
You name it, we're on it.
Google, Amazon, iHeartRadio, Xbox. Yeah. Anything. You can pretty much...
Your local record shop. You
can also buy it out of our basements.
Right.
Yeah.
Pornhub.com. I don't think that they've accepted us quite yet. We're on the backlist.
Right. We're trying so hard. They just don't like our videos.
We're way too dirty for their website.
Ain't nobody want to see that.
It was a music video. Artistic expression.
Probably could have left the animals out of it. But.
Don't get me involved in bestiality stuff.
And of course, I'm sure you guys will have a merch booth October 24th, right?
Yes.
So come down, pick up a copy there.
Pick up a copy, pick up a shirt. We'll sign it and devalue all the things that you have.
It's my joke.
We have... stickers and picks, and I mean, some of the stuff, like guitar picks, we just put out on the table, and you know, people come up like, oh, what's this about? How much does this cost? Take it. I want you to have something that says Silent Hollow on it.
Sure.
We have koozies, which I'm sure all the people in the mic can see this wonderful koozie.
Yeah, right.
That is a lovely display for everyone.
Wow. It's words cannot express how beautiful that koozie is, so you should see it in person October 24th.
Sure.
But, no, we've got all kinds of cool little things.
Yeah. The picks is cool. Like, I think I was almost considered doing that, too, because I was just at Connor Lyle over. I don't know if you guys met him yet, but he's 15-year-old guitar player. And just
I know him through a friend.
Yeah.
But the guy was, I guess, a teacher of his a long time ago. Kingsbury or whatever. But anyways, apparently the kid can shred.
Yeah, Connor is an unbelievable talent, man. Just, you know, and for being as young as he is, and the opportunities he's earned himself just through guitar already, like it's crazy to what he's done already, and just knowing that he's only so young and that what he's going to be doing.
You should ask him if he wants to play for Silent Hall.
Yeah.
We need somebody that knows how to play guitar.
Yeah. He plays, he's into a lot of like, sort of, psychedelic rock kind of stuff. Like, I just had him on the show a week ago, probably, he played like, he does like fingerstyle picking stuff and he did an arrangement of, Pink Floyd song. And he also, I put him on a spot and he played it and it sounded good, but he did Wish You Were Here, which is one of my favorite nice. Pink Floyd songs and a favorite song of all time. So it was just, and he did like a Beatles medley and that was a lot of fun. But yeah, he does like that fingerstyle picking and it was crazy how many tones he pulls out of just that guitar by himself. You know, like makes it sound like a full song. You know, like there are several guitars, but it's just him and on one acoustic.
Acoustic.
Yeah. So.
Playing pool cues.
Yeah.
Now you don't know how to say it.
Right. And you're going to be thinking about it. It's going to mess you up.
But, yeah, man, it's a... But anyway, so when he came over, he gave me guitar picks, Connor Lyle guitar picks and stuff, and had his name and logo on it and stuff, and I was just like, this is cool. It's a nice little...
Yeah.
Just like you said with yours, it's just like a good... you know, something to take home and have your name on it.
I think people who don't even play guitar appreciate them even more because they're like, cool, I get a guitar pick.
Yeah, sure.
And they get to actually, like, you know, like it and hold on to it for a long time. Whereas,
and it's a little cooler than a business card or anything. You know,
literally. I will never play this.
Right.
People don't want the business cards as much as they want the
guitar.
We
but
do,
I mean,
we do have the business cards, but they're not as exciting as a guitar
sure.
pick.
Yeah, but that's the thing. It's
They're
like
tougher
you know,
to play on guitar.
Yeah, but it is serves the same sort of purpose though, so it's nice to hand those out. But yeah, well, you guys want to play?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
if you want us to.
What we think? What did you say? The fall?
Yeah, the fall.
The fall.
Can I take a quick
trip to the bathroom and then? So here's the fall.
Escape this fear we've made and burn it down to start over again. So take back every word you said. Cause when it all comes around, you're the devil and a friend.
Path that led.
Farewell.
Yeah. Sounded real good, guys.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, dude.
So that is the studio version you can listen to on Connection Lost EP, which is now available everywhere.
iTunes. CD Baby, Spotify.
Yeah.
Google. If that's a thing, right?
Google Play. Yeah.
Google thing.
If you need the internet, we'll just come to your house. And
right. Just leave us a message.
If you have the internet, you can.
Right.
The internet?
If you don't, write us a message.
You better have all the internet.
I was watching that SNL. There was like a documentary they ran Saturday before the season premiere. And it's called Live from New York, and it's like this all about the various moments throughout history of SNL, and there was a clip of Katie Couric and Brian Gumbel or whatever, and like they're like it was like their email address, and they're like, what can you explain the internet to us, like, you know, like it was just like a very early clip of, you know, and it was,
how does this work?
Yeah. It was just funny, like, just, what is the internet?
They went back on that and did another commercial, didn't they?
Yeah, they use that same clip in another, So
It's funny, though. I mean, we're on a lot of different things, and I'll tell people, you know, we'll list them out, and people are like, what is that? What, I've never heard of that, you know? Yeah. But, I mean, people find us through their freaking Xbox now, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, whatever it takes, man. It's kind of the thing, like, it's crazy that you have to, like, kind of be out there on all that stuff, because, like, it's not just that one thing anymore, you know? It's like there's people look on Bandcamp, people look on Reverb Nation, iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever, you know, there's, well, for podcasting, Stitcher, but yeah, it's just like, I have the same thing. I have to put my podcast out there on so many different platforms because I'm trying to appeal to different listeners and stuff. I don't know where they're all coming from, so I try to go wherever they are, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
When we were making the CD and everything, it was always in the back of the head, like, oh, we're just going to make this and everybody's going to come get it. But you have to, like, work social media and do all that. It's like a fourth or fifth job.
Sure.
So, you know, every little bit helps. And, you know, we're glad that you're out here supporting us.
Thank you.
For sure. Yeah. Glad to be here. So where are you guys recorded locally here?
Or, yes.
And then, some of it was
the Sawhorse. Yeah, three of the songs at Sawhorse Studios with Mike Flynn and Jason McIntyre. Awesome guys.
Yeah.
Both awesome guys.
Cool studio.
And then we did one of the songs, Break, actually, at Smith Lee Studios over in Maplewood with Justin Fisher. Also just an awesome guy. Really fun experience with both studios.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds great. I really like the way... You know, the whole mastered and everything, it all sounds really good.
Great job, Justin.
Yeah. Thanks, Justin.
Yeah. But you
heard the befores.
They had a whole other band coming in. Fantastic.
It is kind of fun to be a part of that process. Like, the, I've been, you know, like I said, between Exit and Hollow Point and stuff, being able to hear, like, you know, demos and things before they went into the studio, and then hearing what they came out of the studio with is, like, it's just so incredible to hear, you know, the songs come to life like that and stuff. It's
No, we did our homework too before recording this. We took some time just to record demos, and
took a lot of time.
Yeah. Sometime by meaning a small fraction of our entire life, but it was actually a lot of time to make sure everything sounded right. And, you know, for the vocal harmonies and everything, to see where we wanted to put stuff and or add in effects and layer guitars and all that. So we didn't want to go in there going, well, maybe we can do this. Yeah. But because time's a finite thing, especially in studios, you're paying for every hour. So we didn't want to sit there for 12 hours and only have one song done.
Definitely, yeah. Well, I was going to ask about, too, like, about what... How'd you guys all come together to form this?
It's a great story.
It's an awesome story. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's a funny story. I'll start it. You jump in whenever you want. But, so Rob and I were actually in another band back in the day, and our guitar player had left, and our bass player was leaving, And I happened to just run into Brent playing golf, and we were both hammered. And I was like, hey, man.
As I tend to do
when I get drunk. I was like, do you want to come play for our band? It's like, okay. I was like, well, we need a bass player. And he was like, I don't really play bass. I was like, just find a bass and come over and play.
Right.
Well, we didn't get very far on that because Brent came in and said, yeah, I'll play. And then I don't think we ever even practiced with you at bass.
I destroyed the band.
Brent destroyed that band. And then, yeah, everybody, I guess, kind of went their separate ways except for Brent and I were like, well, let's just see if we can put something else together. And we spent a long time trying to find other members for this band. The drummer search was just a nightmare. We went over to some guy's house in South City and went and played in his basement. And we seriously thought this guy might murder us in his basement. Just it was the
Craigslist, man.
Creepiest. Yeah.
Fear it. Right.
What's just funny, you mentioned Craigslist because I was talking through the scope, and that's how they met Henry to sing for him was through Craigslist. So it was like it worked for them.
Absolutely. So, yeah, it does. Yeah. Man, it does.
Yeah. You just never know what you're going to get.
Our drummer before Rob, that's how we found him, was Craigslist. So.
Yeah.
But you got to weed through a lot of.
Sure.
A lot of crazy shit before you get
what I guess I was I actually messaged him because I was like I said I was scrolling through a bunch of old pictures. I saw a picture with Cody and as drumming, and I and now he's with Exit, and I was like, but I messaged him, I was like, hey, you used to drum for Silent Hollow? And he's like, yeah. And so it was just it's kind of funny, like just you know, scrolling through, looking at pictures, and recognize people I know. So
Cody was actually the reason I jumped on board.
Right. Yeah. We got the drummer before we got the bass player, and Cody said, yeah, you know, I know this guy from this band I used to play with, and we got Andy on board, and, you know, things go in the music industry, you know, or the music business, as they say, I guess. And, you know, Cody wound up going with Exit 714, and we're... You know, watching them do their thing, it's awesome. You know, I mean, obviously there's no bad blood because we were going to play that show and we're ready to do another one. I'll say it again. Just go ahead and put the show, guys.
Message me.
Yeah, sure.
But, and then actually after Cody, we had our drummer Steve, who was in for a little bit, and then he's now actually the drummer for Soundtrap, so it's fun in the music industry. You know?
It's like a wife swap in the music industry. You just kind of interchange very pieces polygamous throughout.
Being involved, you know, like I said, over the years with all these different bands and stuff, I mean, I've seen lineup changes and stuff, people come and go, and like just like you guys are describing, it's like... and it's a lot of times it just takes a while to find that, you know, you're starting five or whatever, you know, you find those four or five guys that really click, and you know, sometimes it takes a while, but you know, it's great when everybody's on the same page and they all, you know, you can watch the magic really start to happen. But I mean, even guys, you know Fivefold, they've been through a lot of different guys, and even as, you know, successful as they've gotten lately, but they still, you know, they've had several different people coming in and out of that band too, and you know, happens to everybody. It's but it's just fun to see whenever they do finally all click and things. But I always laugh and to myself, I think like when I go to a show and there's somebody different there, you know, like and I always go to that, you're not Ron. You know, that whole Anchorman scene and stuff like so it's just like that's how I feel about it. Like you just get used to seeing somebody up there, and when they're not there, it just kind of throws you for a loop. But
Not always a bad thing either.
Sure, though, no, you know,
like even with Steve, you know, he had an opportunity to go off and do something different even before Soundtrap, you know, before him winding up with those guys and whatnot. So, you know. You know, he came to us and was like, dude, we've got a really, you know, I've got a really awesome opportunity, and you know, far be it from us to, no, you've got a duty to Silent Hollow, you have to stay, so.
He did sign a contract, though, we could.
He did. I think that contract was up by then, but he, you know.
But happy for him. Even that, like, you know, we went, we had Cody and we had Steve, But now we have our new lovely bride, yeah. Rob. But I think Thank that... You. But what's great, though, especially because of the drummer aspect, the backbone of the band, you yeah. know, as they're always called, it's great to hear the differences. I mean, Zach yeah. And Rob already have a chemistry because they were in a band together.
Sure, yeah.
And
Chemistry.
Yeah.
It's,
failed chemistry.
You know, once we leave here, they're going to start really... Anyway, so no, but I think, you know, having Robin here, he's got a totally fresh perspective. I mean, he learned the songs and he knows them really well, and mm-hmm. he's also a very talented. I'm tooting you up, dude. Yeah, yeah.
Love this
I might need a moment alone here with Rob after a talk.
You
want
to take him out? Turn that off for a minute. Yeah.
But
no, keep it rolling.
Just ignore the songs. I think that, you know, it brings out something different in us, and we're writing new songs all the time. We're always trying to come up with new and better ways to do things, and, you know, it's not to say that we couldn't do it with the other two drummers, but I think that having Robin here brings out a whole new and awesome light in us and how we approach stuff.
Definitely. Yeah.
It's definitely just to see, it has a different feeling, definitely, with us having three drummers. I don't know if it comes out in our music so much, but I think we can definitely feel the difference between mm-hmm. those eras of our progression.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the same sense, too, like when you go to a studio to talk to a producer or an engineer and stuff, because the same kind of thing, like where you look at them for ideas to help, you know, kind of tweak some things and then, you know, add to the vision. But, you know, adding a new member to the band can help, you know, tweak things as well. So, like, he can, you know, you can bring a new take on something, even if, you know, even though it's the same song, but you can, even if you play it a little different, play it
a little bit, yeah,
yeah, for sure.
I put a little bit of different, right. You know, I want to stay true to what was recorded, right. But at the same time, live situations and stuff like that, it always,
yeah,
a little bit different every time.
But I mean, all drummer, I mean, same thing, you got same thing with guitar players too, but they all have their own little styles and stuff, yeah. And like a drummer's, you know, some are drum a lot heavier than others, and some are, you know, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So
no two drummers beat off the same way. I got myself with that one. I'm sorry, Rob.
It depends on the one.
That's just so funny.
That's why we don't let bass players tell jokes.
No. But no, I yeah.
But it's Rob, been,
sorry. Go
it's
ahead.
Been something nice where, like, you know, through the writing process, where, like, you know, we would hit a maybe a little bit of a writer's block with something, getting a fresh perspective on that song or those riffs mm-hmm. or whatever it takes, and kind of seeing where that goes has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And we've got a deep archive of tens of songs that we can pull up at any point in time for him to listen to.
Right. Yeah. Do you want to hear?
You can go through about 2 minutes. No, but, you know, and Rob comes from a different background than, you know, the way that he approaches drums and the style of music that he likes and plays is, you know, it's just like someone who says, you know, oh, I'm a, as a bass player, I'm a really, you know, I'm a great bass player, but I really like, you know, Vic Wooten, or I like, sure. You know, Tool, I like all these different...
Claypool.
I mean, shit. Yeah. Between Vic Wooten and Claypool alone, it's, yeah, slapping and popping, but yeah. It's two different fields of study, so...
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's, Victor Wooten, man, that dude's a freak, man.
Yeah. Dude's a freak. You ever seen him do the Michael Jackson lean while playing?
I don't know if I've seen that.
Oh, yeah, there's a thing with him, and I think
let's watch it on
Black and the Flex. But he'll you know, like, what is it, Smooth Criminal, or is it Bad? It's one of the old Michael
Smooth
Jackson,
Criminal, yeah.
Where he's, like, leaning side to side, yeah. Or leans forward and leans forward, back. Yeah. Vic Wooten does that while playing bass.
Huh.
Those guys are just an animal.
Yeah.
You know how you do that? You stick a nail under your shoe.
You want me to nail my feet down?
Yeah. Yeah, I just, yeah, they created the shoes for Michael to do that. He slips into these, like, nails, and then he can... And then he just slides it back out when he stands up.
Now you guys are just ruining my childhood.
Shut the fuck up.
I thought he had really strong calves.
He had great back muscles.
Yeah.
He could really hold himself up.
But yeah, that, I remember, what was that? He did like Flight of the Bumblebee or something, I think, right?
Yeah.
He did that on that, and it's just like, it's crazy, the you know, all that on just bass guitar and stuff. And that's the thing, like, I don't know, maybe because I'm, you know, I'm not a musician myself, so, but I'm a big fan and I appreciate it, but it's like, for a lot of time, you know, a lot of guys, they play bass, and it's like, you know, just kind of for one purpose, and then it's like, but then you see what he can do with a bass guitar, or, you know, it's just like, it's, you know, he doesn't, you know, he gets so many different tones out of it and stuff besides just, you know, slapping it and stuff, and like, but he gets really able to do so much with it, and it's just like, it's opened your mind to, like, man, this, you know, how much, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, and the same thing with even guitar players too, like those guys that, like, you watch what they do, and it's like, oh, you can do that too with a guitar. It's just, yeah, like, it's crazy. Like,
well, I mean, yeah, if you took someone and gave him all Brent stuff to play, it wouldn't sound like Brent. Because, right, Brent, it's in his fingers.
It's just, it's, yeah, a, it's level of shit.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to hear a wet bag getting kicked around in the rain, you got to have Brent play for you. But.
Guaranteed.
But no, you know, same thing with my rig. You know, I like to think I have nice equipment, but there's people with, you know, that played our song, that if they played our songs with, you know, top end equipment, it would sound, this is going to sound like a dumb statement, it sounds completely different. And but it's just like with the drummer, you know, his facilities is completely different, sure, from anybody else's. So, yeah, it, I think it's, you know, it's a good spot where we're at right now.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're working on new tunes. You guys going to pull anything out new for the 24th? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Any surprises?
Top secret.
Yeah.
You'll have to come.
Play that, yeah, close to the chest.
But yes.
We do have one song that most people have not heard, so, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we have some surprises we would like everybody to be a part of.
Yeah, so, very cool.
We're really brutal in the writing process, you know. We're brutal to each other. Yeah. We're brutal on ourselves.
Shut the fuck up.
You know, no, it's
I looked at my shirt, you'd see whip marks.
You know, we put a high level of standard on ourselves, I think. And so, like, when we finally get to play a song live that we've been working on for a while, it's really exciting. And,
yeah.
And we're pumped for the show, so.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I, yeah, especially after listening to the record, Ever's really, really getting into it.
We'll see you there.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
I'll be on the bus, man. I'll come party.
Nice.
Yes. Well, Shane's getting on the bus, and I'm going to ride it down there, too.
No. None of us are allowed to ride the bus down there.
Become irresponsible.
Gotta play the show.
Yeah. But afterwards, I'm going to...
But riding home, yeah. Some of us are going to have to ride home.
Somebody's going to have to drive the equipment home. Not it.
Yeah.
Not it.
No, not it.
So it's just happened on them.
It's on. It's recorded too. Yeah, that's the shitty part.
Yeah.
It's done. Damn it. Am I supposed to record in this?
Nah.
Oh, you're not recording.
Let's start over.
Well, guys.
Hey, I'm Brent.
Yeah. Let's get this thing started, I guess. But yeah, guys, this has been a lot of fun, man. I've been enjoying getting to meet you guys and hang out. And
you too.
Yeah,
well, thanks. Definitely, thank you for having us on here.
Yeah, hopefully it does some good, man. Hopefully we'll pack pops on October 24th and make some new fans.
That's gonna be an awesome show, you know.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, if you don't know any of these bands yet, go do your homework. Go check them all out, because there's some serious talent coming out of St. Louis right now. So it's an exciting time to be a part of the local music scene for sure. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, check out Silent Hollow, Connection Lost EP, available everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can pick yourself up a copy October 24th.
Come see us, say hi. Yep.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm sure you guys have tickets to sell, right?
Yes.
Absolutely. So if you guys want to contact the band, you can get yourself some tickets and... yeah.
You can, on the party bus.
Yeah. You can contact us all different kinds of ways through... Facebook, obviously, facebook.com/silenthollow. You can Twitter us. That's a thing, right?
Yeah.
At Silent Hollow MUS.
Kids are twitting. Twitting. Am I saying that right? They're twitting.
They're twitting.
You can even call our hotline, 314-252-0742. So our hotline is, I mean, it's it's awesome because you can just call, leave us a message saying, "Hey, MF-er, give me a GD ticket," and I'll be like, "Oh, cool, I'll be right over." Yeah. You can do whatever you want. You want to prank that number too?
That's a good message.
Or if you're right, not in the St. Louis area and you want to request us in your town, you know, you want to send some love and say you want us to play a show, we would love to do that too.
Or you can
tell us to fuck our shows. whatever.
and I would, you know, anything that you can do to just check us out is much appreciated. If you love the absolute piss out of us, tell us, man. We love it.
Text me day and night.
We need this kind of validation.
Right. Yeah.
That's not one of those hotlines that costs like $10 a minute.
No, it's...
Don't worry about the price. Just call the number.
$9.50.
Yeah. Great, now we have to tell them about the secret charge.
Yeah. Right.
What's the secret charge?
You guys...
Great, now we got to tell Rob about it. We got to tell you about it,
too. It's just going to be you guys talking dirty to me on the phone.
It can't be if you want it to be.
It can be whatever you want it to be. And we also got, like you said, we're on Reverb Nation, where you can sample the tracks. You can go to CD Baby and iTunes, just listen to little clips. If you're on Reverb Nation, there's actually this wonderful little button that says mailing list sign up, and I highly suggest that you sign up, because we do emails that do like exclusive and cool things.
Uh-huh.
And,
like, to send them, just to, you know, send something
dick
out.
Picks. Dick say, picks.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we do what the fans want, so.
Far be it from me to tell them no.
We gotta go by the request line.
There's a couple penis shots on there, so. If you're into that sort of thing.
But, sometimes we'll announce stuff soon. Like, when we were going in the studio, you know, we were saying, hey, this is what we're doing, this is what we're working on, and, you know, some people there are like, okay, whatever, but some people really, they like that process. They want to know what's going on. So.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, that's the beauty of being in this day and age with social media, where you can engage with people like that. Like, I've been trying to do, you know, even today I posted a picture of seeing, trying to get fans to ask questions and stuff, and just because it's fun to see, you know, what people come up with. A lot of times it leads to a bunch of smart-ass stuff. Yeah. You know, it's always just fun to have that kind of interaction, you know, where, you know, years ago we couldn't do that kind of stuff, but it's nice to be able to, you know, have instant contact with, you know, with all your fans and all that stuff. Hey, we're going here, we're doing this and stuff. Like, I know I follow Clockwork. I don't know if you guys have.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, those guys are just killing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a lot of these, like, they're really good with their fans on Facebook and Twitter and stuff, and they did like a pop-up show. They went to Mid Rivers Mall and played on top of their van until the security guards kicked them out. But stuff like that. Like, it's just fun to have these little, you know, hey, meet us here. We're going to play in the parking lot and stuff like, you know, it's just cool to have those kind of moments like that where.
Yeah. And there's like Periscope and all these other apps where you can literally be there with the people as it's happening, which is crazy. So even if you're like in Maine or California, you could literally follow.
For sure.
Us people, you know. What was the...
What?
Follow Zach.
Just follow us.
Yeah.
Facebook, Twitter. If you're on all those things, check out Silent Hollow. Give them a follow, a like. Hey. Tell them what you think of the music.
Thank you.
But yeah. All right, guys. I think that's a wrap.
Rippity rap. Right.
We'll close this out. What are you thinking? Vigilante, is that
fall again, right?
The fall again.
Just drive it home. Vigilante.
Vigilante's good.
I think that's a good closer.
Vigilante.
I like it, man. That's a fun song. It was got me fired up.
Yeah, buddy.
Excellent. Thank you.
All right. We'll throw that on the end here. Vigilante coming at you. Connection Lost EP. Go pick it up today.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Woo! That's a wrap.
with everyone in disguise. We hide ourselves from those in power. We cloak our fears, never let them see us cower. Vigilante, you won't have this. Keep your eyes open, you'll never see me coming. From the shadows, from the shadows, I'll appear. I'm your darkest nightmare, I'm your deepest fear. From the shadows.
Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.